Now, you've all obviously know about the horrors that are occurring in Gaza and the West Bank and southern Lebanon, but especially Gaza. And the next recipient is a man who's been broadcasting community radio, 3CR, for many, many years, Palestine Remembered. And he has been at the forefront of the struggle to explain to the Australian people this 21st century horror movie. But unfortunately, it's not a movie, it's a reality. And it's a great pleasure to see Nasser Mashni, and his wife here today to receive a Eureka Medal. So I'd like you both to come up, please. You don't have to talk. And the microphone's yours.
Thanks, Joe. And thank you, everyone, for coming out today. It's no little thing to give up a day and to celebrate our fallen heroes. And we should remember those that fell in Eureka at a moment of liberation when workers stood up together. And as we honour those workers, we recall and we need to honour the workers today that are standing out in a picket against Woolworths and the barbarism of using computer technology to maximise productivity and to drive those humans to maximise the profits of corporate greed. To our brothers and comrades, our sisters here from the CFMEU, from Trades Hall, who are under attack, that the spirit of Eureka, the spirit of comradeship, the spirit of solidarity, that we are stronger together, as we just heard, is getting attacked at every level. What we are seeing in Palestine, what we're seeing in Palestine is going to be rolled out to the rest of the world. If Australia and America and the UK are okay with apartheid and genocide in Palestine, they're okay with apartheid and genocide everywhere. The model that is happening there is the model that will be rolled out everywhere, and it'll start with our weakest. It'll work through the protections of our weakest, which is our union movement, and work its way through the whole process. So it's so very important for us all to stick together. In that vein, it's very important, as we just heard before, everyone acknowledging our Indigenous, our Black brothers and sisters, our comrades, and if anyone's here, I want to honour you. This always was and always will be Aboriginal land, and their fight is our fight. It's a fight for the union. It's a fight for every one of us to stick together. It's been 421 days and I enjoyed relative anonymity. Whilst we had the show on 3CR and, you know, we've all got our little fan groups, the reality is the space we inhabit is quite small. For the past 421 days, though, the movement, and me in particular as the president of the Peak Representative Body, have been at the forefront of media, where they have done everything they can do to demonize us, to dehumanize us, to other us to such an extent as to manufacture the consent in the West for the barbarity we are seeing. A classroom of kids a day massacred for 420 days. That's a child every 30 minutes for 421 days. If you can fathom that, a child, the largest cohort of child amputees in history. Acronyms that have been developed for Palestinians: WCNSF, wounded child, no surviving family. Wounded child, no surviving family. The heartbreak that is happening there is beyond disgusting. I don't want to dwell in that space, but I want to talk about what we've had to deal with. And what we've had to deal with is a space where we've had to condemn. We've had to be demanded to condemn. We've been demanded to be outraged. I've been asked if I could understand why Australians would empathise with Israeli victims. As if I wasn't Australian. I sat across from this interviewer at the ABC, and I said, look, I know I look like them, but I sound like us. I sound like us. Have I been degraded and dehumanized so badly that you don't think that I could feel for a victim, whatever their religion might be? but can you find it in your heart to care about everybody else? And everybody else isn't just Palestinians. It's Sudan, it's Congo, it's Kashmir, and in particular, with a small, tiny ask for a voice, an indigenous voice to Parliament, without any constitutional power to compel Parliament, a small thing like The Voice couldn't get up on this racist colony. A small thing like The Voice couldn't get up in this racist colony. I got to tell you, I was happy to enjoy the anonymity of compared to what I've had to deal with now. And it's not little. I can tell you that the looks I get in the streets and in shopping centres, I've had Australian Jewish people come up to me and have a crack, which I enjoy. I got to tell you, I don't mind that. I don't mind facing them with the absurdity and the horror of what they're trying to justify. But these sorts of things can't be done on their own. And thanks, Joe, for letting Sam come up here. You know, my darling wife, who every day I would break down two or three times as a minimum, who picks me up, my family, the community that I live with, but also the wonderful people at 3CR, but also comrades and brothers and sisters in the movement. And the movement for liberty and justice in Palestine isn't just about Palestine. It's about an intersectional struggle for all of us. For all of us. And it's in that spirit that we all need to channel the Eureka spirit. The Eureka spirit, where we all, where those miners fought together. They were oppressed by the state. They were oppressed by the people, but they did fight for their rights. And we need to all channel that, to take that space back into our workplaces, into our families, because the rise of the right is real. Donald Trump is real. He is going to stack the Supreme Court for the next 50 years. He's got control of every house, House of Representatives and the Senate and every level of the executive. We've got Peter Dutton, our very own Donald Trump here, running the same playbook. There was, I caught it, I don't know where I heard it, but he did mention something about the link between immigration and internationals and rape, channeling that whole Donald Trump, the Mexicans are coming to rape us. The next thing we'll have is the Muslims are eating cats and dogs. You know, we're not far away from that. The rise of fascism is real. We need to take the Eureka spirit, the fight for justice for all, irrespective of colour, religion, race, creed, sexuality, etc. That Eureka spirit, every space we inhabit, our workplaces, our families, our unions, our tennis clubs, bowls, wherever it might be, and fight together, my friends. The committee, Joe, thank you so very much for this honour, and I'm deeply humbled, and I thank you also very much for coming out today.
Yay! We'll give it to you all. Okay. I'll shut you. She's the one who's kept you going. That's the important thing. You want to say a word?
Oh, no.
No. Okay. All right. Now, I'm a bit confused.